Welcome back, clean slaters. I hope your slate is clean, because we got another episode for you. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, here with the smiling, manically, Daniel Garza.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're going to dirty your slate today.
Guys, yeah. We're not in the middle of the marathon anymore.
Nope,
I know we've been saying that episode two. Literally since episode two. Charlie Brown is now our most popular episode.
Yeah, you guys are trolls, that's for sure.
But this is our second to last episode, guys.
Yeah, of our marathon. Yeah, it's been fun. Honestly, we're going to have like a kind of we're going to finish our last episode tomorrow, and then we're just going to share a little bit about our experience of this and kind of relive the memories, you know? Like our 100th episode, but closing time.
We're like, what have I learned from making this podcast? Five things I've learned from making this podcast.
I hate movies.
Movies suck.
Carson's like, I don't want to be in parking lots anymore recording.
Yeah. Microphones don't matter. So much more.
Find a better editor.
Yep. Dick. Better host would be good too.
Okay. Let's read this log line and we'll kickstart our second to last episode of the marathon. Five friends are stalked by a group of mysterious and disturbed individuals while on a road trip looking for the ultimate haunted house attraction.
Ooh.
So today's movie
The houses that
October built.
The poster for this movie is awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Why? Like the movie's not amazing, but the poster is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this is a found footage movie.
Yeah.
I think, Daniel, you showed me this.
Yeah, well, Michael showed me this, and then I showed you this. I think we watched it together.
It's a trickle-down effect.
It's like a pyramid scheme. Yeah, Michael's pretty much the source of all my movies. Like, prior to 2015, Michael's the source of the reason I've seen all of the movies that I have in regards to horror
films.
That's good. Yeah, so Mom, Dad, get him.
Get him. Get him.
Anyway, so this movie... It was so good, like, 8 years ago.
We were like, how old were we 8 years ago? Like, I feel like my standards should have been higher.
I was 17, turning 18.
Okay, my standards were bad.
Yeah, you were 15 when this movie came out.
Yeah. Man, my favorite movie when I was 15 was probably something directed by...
Michael Bay.
No, not Michael Bay.
Whatever. We love the Transformers movies.
It was probably like Super 8. Super 8 was like the best movie ever. I mean, that's still a good movie, but...
Yeah, what? That movie holds up. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not... JJ was my boy.
Love JJ. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. What happened to him?
I don't know why.
He kind of fell off, didn't he?
He made Star Wars? He didn't fall off. He just directed like the biggest franchise... movie.
Yeah, but it sucked.
He ended Star Wars. Well, Force Awakens is good enough.
I'm gonna be too giggly during this because it okay
no, just
this
do it.
Reminded
do it.
Me so much of you and
of
me
Darkness Descent. I feel like we made this movie and I hate it.
We could have done better.
We could have done better than this,
dude. This is the plot of Darkness Descends, like 100%. Like
they just made it up,
100%, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like on the spot.
Yeah, but it's just these five guys or four guys and a girl,
and like one girl.
Yeah, who are like, and they're all so horny for her. It's obnoxious. Like
every guy in this movie wants to hook up with this girl.
Yeah,
like the bad guys.
Even though
and
she's
I'm
mid.
Like, in my mind, I was like. I feel like this is real, and this actress needs to leave this film.
Yeah, right. This is like a this toxic is work environment.
It felt like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
There was an undertone.
Anyway, so it's pretty simple. They set out to find the most like haunted house in America, the haunts, which is, if you don't know, they're like, or to explain it better, it's the walkthroughs that you do in a haunted house. Where you like walk
they
through and
you
get
you.
The yeah they do jump scares and different things like that. So they're on a mission.
But they're interested in the extreme version. So I think McCaney Manor. I doubt people have heard about that. Think of like the versions where they can touch you, because those exist.
Yeah,
they are popular. Usually there's a consent form and all that, but they're not gonna hurt you. You
right.
might get some cuts and bruises. But they wanted to find like that, but worse for some reason. They wanted to go to like the hick version of that.
Yeah. So something that they did in the movie that I did like and think it held up was kind of the interviews that go like that are played throughout the movie of like how,
like with the facts.
Yeah, quote unquote.
I'm doing scare quotes because I don't know how accurate some of them are.
No, sure. But it just like kind of brings it to a little bit more realism of the, you know, again, the news being the news and like reporting like, hey, how crazy are these?
How safe are these?
Yeah. How safe are they?
And it makes you think about it because anything could happen.
Yeah. And then they interview some crazy people. Obviously, it's all like scripted and everything. But they're like, oh, yeah, if I can scare the crap out of someone, make them pee their pants or make them like heavy breathing, then I'll have done my job. And I, you know, I love doing that. And you're just like, ooh,
that's okay. Cute. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So I did like that aspect of this movie.
I like that, too. I also liked just, we got to see a lot of cool haunted
houses. Yeah, they go through it. They do a lot of different characters. And throughout the movie,
I guarantee you those are probably real.
All of them? Yeah, I'm sure, because his budget was, actually, I couldn't even find a budget on this movie, so I'm sure it's like, it's got to be under $50,000.
They just wanted an excuse to like write off going to a bunch of haunted mansions.
Yeah.
Because some of these look genuinely fun, like the zombie paintball one, that looked great.
Oh, yeah, that looked really cool. So they progressively, as they go throughout all the haunts, they get scarier and scarier and a little bit more risky. But the cool part about this is that they go back to their RV and like one of these scarers is following them. And so at first they're kind of like, oh, let's go see what's going on with this girl. And it's pretty scary still. Like she's wearing like this porcelain mask looking thing that's like tied in the back, which are like, oh, okay. But they're like, hey, can we help you? Like, and she's just standing outside of their thing, their RV at this point. And then she just screams at them in this like really freaky type of scream. But you're also like, okay, we're gonna go.
Like a toddler.
Yeah. But they go throughout state to state to state. And this one scarer is following them the entire time. And then they finally get the invitation to the scariest, like,
secret one.
Yeah, the secret one that's, like, you have to be exclusively invited to this haunt. It's called, like, the Blue Skeleton or something like that.
Yeah, but they keep, like, yeah, there's this haunt. It's called, like, the Skull Blue yeah. Skull, Skeleton Blue. And I'm like, oh, my, can you just not do that? Like, why is this your bit?
Yeah, the acting in this is horrible at best.
It's bad acting. But the group of friends, like, dynamic feels like they're actually friends, at least.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm sure they are.
That's, like, probably the best thing about this movie is that you can tell they're having a good time.
Yeah. So, at the end, they finally reach the Blue Skeleton, and it's probably the worst experience that they ever have, and they don't make
it
back.
Not that bad.
Surprisingly, this first movie got a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, which for the life of me, I can't even figure out why. But
it's not enjoy. I mean, it's enjoyable, but maybe as a background.
It's enjoyable because it reminds me of what we did, like,
yeah,
in filming things. And then
it's fun, I guess.
The cheesiest part that was like the funniest thing to me is where they're like, people are, there's at one point, there's a scene where I think they're like in the middle of their like trip for all these haunts. They keep getting like followed by all these guys. And while they're being disrespectful to the haunts, they keep getting like, they're pissing off all these people that work at the haunts. And so at one point there's just like 30 actors that are like, they call them actors, but they're like, all wearing clown masks.
Scare actors a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. And they're surrounding their RV. But it's like this dramatic moment that I was like, just drive over them like you're on an RV.
But then it's funny too because they're like, oh, the Blue Skeleton thing, it's like an immersive haunt. So they're going to follow us around.
Yeah.
But then they still react like not well to the situation. I'm like, you signed on for this. You should know. Like, you're not going to die if other people say they've done it and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. I will say.
What will you say?
I did a haunt this year. I did the Universal Studios one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was really freaking fun. I recommend it. They won't touch you and they won't bury you alive. So that's cool. But they have like a bunch of different haunted mansions and stuff. So if you were ever in the LA area around October, I recommend it.
Nice. Cool.
I'll go with you. Because I probably know you if you're listening to this podcast.
Because all the people that listen to this podcast are our friends.
Yeah. To mom, you can come.
Dad. Quentin, you're welcome.
Yeah. Let's just do a big, clean slate outing to all the haunted mansions.
That'll be like our meet and greet.
That'd be fun. That'd honestly be really fun.
That would be fun.
I know. It's just friends and family and like extended friends and family. It's
just like a family reunion.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, guys, that is the second to the last episode. That was the House's October Built review. We are coming up on the last episode tomorrow. Woo!
Woo! I'm sad, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad. It's going to be like post-show blues after this for sure. I mean, not really for me because I still have to edit it, but...
Yeah, and like, we'll just keep making more. Like this.
Tomorrow's the last episode, and we are going to be watching Trick or Treat. Really, it's Trick or Treat.
Our Treat.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. Come over, and we have some. We're gonna do some honorable mentions, and I said we should do at least our top three favorite movies from this marathon.
I can do it. It's just I haven't thought about it.
You guys in the comments on our Instagram and on our Spotify
watched.
And we have literally an Instagram dedicated to it. You can look it up on our Spotify and Apple. Just go ahead and tell us what your favorites were and what you think we should have done. So anyway, guys, that concludes this episode and we will see you at the finale tomorrow.
That's a clean slate.